There's a report coming or being circulated this morning. Jardine River Ferry closed. I don't know what the status of that crossing is into the future. We're about to find out, I would imagine, because I've got the Cookshire Mayor on the line, Peter Scott, on the line up at Cooktown. G'day, Pete.
G'day, John.
What's the latest on the ferry?
But it's just a prudent move by the NPA people just to service the service it at this time of year. It happens everywhere around the place, on the Bloomfield, you know, down there, Port Douglas and whatever. But look, you can't get through at the moment. The PDR's closed, but this morning the water was still over the Archer River crossing too. And we had good rain here last night, and it's predicted that there's more coming. So look, I think the PDR is going to be closed for a couple of weeks yet. So yeah, at least, so people can't get up there, John. In the first instance, and secondly, these it's a big piece of equipment. It's absolutely vital to the people up there and does need servicing. So they've got it out, or they're taking it out and servicing it and hoping at getting it back, as soon as they can. In the past, there has been another crossing up there. If you go up the old telegraph track, you turn left to go to the Jardine Ferry. Back in the old days, there used to be another crossing. You'd turn right and go down through there. But that's been closed for quite a long time now. And I'd discourage anybody from trying to go that way too, because I think it's the approaches have also been sort of closed down as well. But as I said in the first case, people just can't get up there at the moment. Looking forward, John, Warren Ench has continually told us that there's money being put aside for a bridge over the Jardine.
Really?
The Department of Transport and Main Roads are also aware of that. But it was first sort of quarantined quite some time back. But sort of the pressure's being put on a little bit to bring it forward, because you can't just put $10 million and have it sitting there doing nothing for too long. So that will be an interesting thing when it happens. I think some early design planning was done, engineering planning was done by Transport and Main Roads, but I've got an awful feeling it's going to be a lot more than $10 million than what it was originally. But look, that's the plan down the track, that there'd be a bridge across the Jardine. I still strongly support some sort of fee being paid by tourists going up there, just so these people in the communities and up that end can have decent facilities, decent toilets, decent campgrounds, decent facilities, so people can enjoy rubbish facilities, so people can enjoy themselves and go away with a good impression. So I'm not sure how that'll work down the track, but we toss a few ideas around with our council of mayors up here. And that's one, but, we'll carry forward when it pops up.
That ferry is touted as the dearest in the country at $100, I presume. A car, is it? Wouldn't be $100 a person, surely?
No, it's per car. Mm. The last time I looked, it was $100 per vehicle. Then if you had a trailer, it was about $130.
Okay. Now, there's another surcharge, $10 per person as well now. I presume that's to build the toilet facilities, is it?
It's to help build the toilet facilities up there. See, it's my understanding, John, that the ferry fee, it's not necessarily for the broad community up there, because up there you've got a lot of different traditional owners, and like the Northern Peninsula Area Council is made up, I think, of about four or five what used to be little councils in the past. They're amalgamated into one. You've got Sasha and Bamako and Umagico and Ingenue. I think that's about it. But I believe that the ferry fee was really being controlled by one particular group. Whereas the $10 surcharge they're putting on now, I think is going to be more for the benefit of the region up there. So look, this is something that'll be looked into. If a bridge does go over, or in due course, when it goes over, we'll look at the access fee then, and try and just make it a bit more realistic, but also try and get the benefit spread around a little bit more than what it is at the moment.
I think an amount of $10 million wouldn't even cover the planning stage, would it? The reviews, the environmental investigations, etc. $10 million is a drop in the ocean for a bridge crossing.
That's what the that's what these feasibility studies cost these days.
Exactly.
John, but look, exactly. It would certainly go a long way to helping it, but with any bit of infrastructure, particularly up this end of the country where we have small population base, that has to be... There has to be a really solid business case associated with that bit of infrastructure, because you know it's enough. It's not enough to say, righto, here's $10 million to build a bridge, because that bridge over its lifespan of 30 years is going to cost $100 million as far as repairs and maintenance and depreciation and all that sort of thing goes. Exactly. So there has to be a good business case put together for people travelling up there, and that's not unreasonable, John. Everywhere around the world, people go to these precious areas, these national parks, you know, the environmentally and culturally sensitive areas, they pay money to go in there. So, look, that business case, I think, is absolutely integral. But we have to make it attractive to tourists to get numbers up there as well.
Yeah.
So, there's a little bit of consideration needs to go into it.
All right, Pete, I really appreciate that update today. Thank you. He's the...
Good on you, John, and we've just been chucked into 3 days lockdown too, so you're aware of that?
We've COVID had discussions about Brisbane. That, exactly. Michael Kerr, who was down there yesterday, he's locking himself away for 3 days this morning.
I was supposed to be going down to Townsville this afternoon for 3 days too, but now it's going to be a virtual event instead.
Oh, okay.
We've just got to be careful. Mm. Anybody who's been down there and come back, you know, if you've been down there since the 20th of March, please go and get tested and take care, because we still have not had one case on Cape York, and we want to keep it like that.
Exactly. Good on you, Pete. Thank you. Peter Scott is the Cookshire Mayor on the line from Cooktown.